While healthcare is admittedly a general mess, there is no worse area than mental health. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. To put this in perspective, CalMatters just issued a report that reminds us that either directly or indirectly, mental health impacts all of us. One out of six of us have some sort of mental illness, and one out of 25 has a serious mental illness, including depression or bipolar disease or schizophrenia. These illnesses impact the ability to work and function, and they shorten life expectancy by an amazing 25 years. Even when those with mental illness do try to integrate into society, they are forced to confront a powerful stigma. When they can't access mental health treatment, many turn to their own self-treatment, which means recreational drugs to calm their nerves or take away the voices. And once they start using drugs, their risk for suicide or overdose skyrockets compared to those who don't have mental illness. Now, it's not clear why the mental illness rates are so high and climbing, but we know that early childhood trauma does make a difference. One of every six people have had significant adverse childhood experiences, such as dealing with abuse or violence or substance abuse in a parent, and these all seem to be risk factors for mental illness. Teens are particularly at risk. Two-thirds of mental illness starts in adolescence, and receiving treatment is not easy. Suicide rates, particularly among teens, have increased dramatically. More than 4,000 Californians died from suicide in 2017. That's like the size of an entire large high school dying in a year. The rates of mental illness are not equal. There are parts of the state of California, such as the rural north, that have rates that are four times the rate of Los Angeles. It is telling that so many people with mental illness end up in jails. In fact, jails have become the de facto psychiatric hospitals that were closed a generation ago. More people with serious psychiatric illness are in jail than in psychiatric hospitals, and that is in part because there's a profound shortage of inpatient psychiatric care. So it's no surprise that among the homeless, serious mental illness is common, and there is no hope of finding them high-quality care. So in many cases, to get the psychiatric care you need requires that you commit a crime and then go to jail. And then there's the problem of a shortage of psychiatrists and psychologists and other mental health providers. Whether in jail or out, we just don't have anywhere close to enough experts. Walk into any busy emergency department and you'll see gurney after gurney topped with people with mental illness. Most are awaiting evaluation or placement, and many wait hours. But many others wait days. There simply is no room in facilities to place these sick people. Nearly half of all the counties in California have no adult psychiatric beds. Caring for those with mental illness has reached a crisis. Solutions will not be easy. They'll force us to confront crucial issues over the government's responsibility to provide care for those with mental illness. But ignoring the problem is only going to make it worse and cause more people to suffer. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.